A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 27th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about prepaid water meters.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the prepaid water meters.
Harare residents today stormed the townhouse during a full council meeting and staged a protest challenging the installation of prepaid meters in the capital city. The demonstration follows a statement by Town Clerk Tendai Mahachi confirming that the council would soon roll out the program.
In the city of Kings and Queens, the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association has called on the Bulawayo City Council and the government to abandon plans to introduce prepaid water meters. The pressure group said the proposal was unworkable under the country's socio-economic context, which is characterized by high unemployment. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, ask for it.
And of course, you can send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318. Onguka amadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yema prepaid water meters. Vazhinji munoziya ma prepaid meters anga achishandiswa pamagetsi ekuti munoenda kunotenga magetsi musati maashandisa, asi makanzuro akawanda wanda munyika anenge ari kuti ndo zvirongwa zvaakuda kuti anga achiparurawo zvekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuti vange vachitenga mvura vasati vaishandisa. Asi vagari vemunzvimbo dzakati wandei wandei vari kuti apa hurumende inenge yaakupinda nemwenje mudziva, vachitiwo havasi kuzvitambira nekuti zvinozopa kuti varombo vaanetseke, vachitiwo bumbiro remitemo rinoti iro kuwanisa vanhu mvura kana kuti munhu akwanise kunge achiwana mvura ikodzero yemunhu, nekudaro kuda kuti mvura itengeswe zvinogona kunge zvopedzisira zvochikora izvo kodzero dzevanhu. Gibbs.
Ye zuru kandaba ndingachona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo Blessing siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Ye udabe kutweni namhlanje sixoxa ngakhona kuke okuthiwa ngama prepaid meters. Sokumele ukuthi kufakwe khona ngale eHarare bakhuluma ngakho sibili ukuthi sokulungiselelwa kakhulu ukuthi afakwe lama prepaid meters. Siyakwazi ke kobulawayo abantu bayala bathi vele bangeke bakufuna lokhu ukuthi kufakwe khona ngale zipompini zabo. Bathi khona kwenza ukuthi umuntu agcine ngasenelisi ukusebenzisa amanzi ngendlela efaneleyo. Njalo bakhona una-blessing ngokuthi amakansili lawa ayihluleka ukubanika amanzi. So ke ungafaka imitha suhle waqeda konke. So kuyahlupha kakhulu.
Yeah. And I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Roderick Fayayo, director of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Fayayo, good evening.
Good evening, Fayayo. How are you?
We are doing fine. And of course, Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling because
yes.
I think Bulawayo started the fight against these prepaid water meters sometime last year when they held a very successful protest, Gibbs.
Mr. Fayayo, I think you've been on the ground there. Tell us exactly what has happened up to now in terms of these water meters.
What happened is that in 2013, in December, the Bulawayo City Council, by way of a resolution, resolved to put prepaid water meters in Bulawayo, starting with a pilot project in the Country Park. Ever since then, we've been trying to have engagements with the Bulawayo City Council. Our first engagement was with the mayor, where we tried to understand, as the 35 residents associations gathered at Montgomery, we invited the mayor of Bulawayo to try and understand what exactly was the concept of prepaid water meters. And our conclusion after meeting him was that the man was not aware, he had no idea of what prepaid water meters looked like. And our question was, how then did Bulawayo City Council resolve on that matter when the mayor had no idea of what has been happening? And a number of initiatives were done to try and engage Bulawayo City Council, but the Bulawayo City Council was adamant. But one, there was a directive from the national government, central government, to say all local authorities should put prepaid water meters. And that is why 18 organizations in Bulawayo came together to say, no, we don't want prepaid water meters. And that was based on around four reasons. The first reason was to say that the National Development Plan of Zimbabwe, read together with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, says that before such things are done, there should be consultation. And actually, if you look at the resolution of Bulawayo City Council, it acknowledges that there was no consultation. It says that they will do a consultation after a resolution. And our argument was that they should have done a consultation before a resolution. Secondly, the socio-economic conditions in Zimbabwe do not allow for prepaid water meters, because what it simply means is that the poor will suffer and the rich will get better. It means that the poor will have to prioritize in terms of what to use the water for. One, people might decide not to bath. Two, also you know that women need water the most, and they might decide not to engage in other processes and resulting in unhealthy situations. But also, when we look at the implications of prepaid water meters on public health, we begin to see that there are problems. We don't need to go very far. Mm-hmm. If you look at South Africa, in between 2000 and 2002, there was the cholera outbreak, and it was directly related with the prepaid water meters. And our argument is that with these lessons, why is it that local authorities in Zimbabwe are going on to propose to use prepaid water meters? Those basically have been the bone of contention for us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fayayo. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the prepaid water meters. Some councils are saying they are going to roll out the programs to introduce these prepaid water meters. But residents are resisting, saying this is actually unconstitutional, because water is a right that is guaranteed in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And we have our second guest, that is Mr. Precious Shumba of the Harare Residents Trust, one of the founders and directors. Mr. Shumba, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. And of course, Mr. Fayayo said that there is already a pilot project in Cowdery Park in Bulawayo. What is the situation like in Harare?
In Harare, what we have is the council, through the town clerk, has made statements to the effect that they would want to undertake a pilot project on prepaid water meters in Mabvuku. And for your information, the Mabvuku residents have gone for years without water. And even now, despite the Chinese loan, the people in Mabvuku, Tafara, and Kishange still do not get consistent water supplies when they have with water maybe twice in 2 weeks, and most of the time they don't have water. They depend on shallow wells. Initially, when they spoke about introduction of prepaid water meters, they get the impression that they wanted to do it in an area where there is consistent water supply, and they indicated to us they would target the avenues area. Unfortunately, the town clerk Mahachi has indicated they want to do it on a pilot project in Mapuku, but we are saying that is a waste of resources, because if you recall, 2 years ago, the city of Harare launched another project where they said they were launching a project to replace stuck water meters or dysfunctional water meters in order to have accurate water billing. That was a major issue. We thought they would target areas with consistent water supplies. Instead, they chose Mabuku and Tafara again. And what were they dealing? Air, because the residents there don't get consistent water supplies. So that project died an unknown death, because we never heard them speaking about it again. So now they are introducing something without first completing the first task, which is to deal with water distribution and their billing system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shumba. And I think we have our third guest, Gibbs, that is Councillor Colet Ndlovu from Caldery Park in Bulawayo. Gibbs.
Hey, Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Oh, very fine. How is Kalanyoni? We call Caldery Park Kalanyoni, right?
Yeah, Kalanyoni is okay.
Uh-huh. So tell us, what is happening in terms of this, prepaid water meters? That program was supposed to start in Caldery Park. Is there anything visible on the ground?
Yeah, we are now going to start to put prepaid meter in Caldery Park. Because the Caldery Park is the one which they are starting to try that pilot project.
Now what is the aim here? You know, people are resisting, but you are starting the project as council, and people don't want it. So why go ahead?
Those who are saying, people are saying they don't want, I don't know where they stay. Because me as a councillor of the ward, I went several times consulting people of that area, and they told me that they want prepaid meters in their houses, not in the standby. So those who are saying people are resisting, I don't know. Because as a councillor, every weekend I go for the meeting and address people, and they tell me that they want prepaid meters in the houses.
Hmm. Maybe, Mr. Fayayo, can you react to what Mr. Ndlovu is saying?
You see, that is the challenge with having leaders that are, one, so unreliable, two, that cannot be able to face the truth. Because in all the meetings that we have had in Caldery Park, Councillor Colet Ndlovu has been there. And in one of the meetings, actually, he ended up suggesting that residents form a committee. And because the Council of Bulawayo was expecting Minister Chombo to come to Bulawayo, he suggested that they go to Bulawayo City Council, meet the town clerk, and request for a meeting with Minister Chombo, so as to explain to him that they did not want the prepaid water meters. So for us, we don't know where he is getting these people from Caldery Park, who are saying that they don't want these meters. And to the extent that we end up getting the impression that actually there might be something for some of these customers. That is why they are so bent on forcing this thing on the thought of the residents. Probably there is something that they want to gain. And up to now, we're still asking, what exactly is it that they are gaining?
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Please do stay on the line. An interesting debate, of course. Mm-hmm. And we have several messages on WhatsApp. Let's start with Lawrence. Lawrence writes, it's better to have prepaid water meters and to receive better services. Those who are rejecting the prepaid meters are those who do not pay water bills. Nothing is for free in this world. Tawanda says, prepaid for what? There is no commodity. Justin says, it's a good idea. Roy says, we want water first. Carrington says, Kanzuru, inenge yao meserava gari, sezo zime nzimbo, zakaita sebudiriro, zava ne makore, zichitambura, vanhu vasina mvura, marara asikutakurwa, nguva nenguva, ma street lights, nzimbo zhinji, irima, ngavatange vagadzirisa zvinhu izvi, mvura yacho inotobuda papombi ine tsvina. Kuchi says, prepaid is good. It ensures people save water. If electricity works well with these prepaid meters, what's the fuss? Matthew says, yes, it will improve water supplies and money to the city coffers to the detriment of the residents. Many are too poor to afford to pay for their water in advance. Farai says, eat first, pay later. Justin says, I personally think nothing is wrong with prepaid meters. It reduces wastage of water. Columbus says, while residents in Harare and Bulawayo reject prepaid meters, I feel this will give relief to unscrupulous water billing systems, especially in Chimanimani, where water is in abundance. We welcome it here. Violet says, prepaid meters are excellent if water is always available. Andile says, yeah, as people, we should learn to pay for what we use rather than lament poor service delivery when we are not paying our dues. Mm. Very interesting discussion on WhatsApp, Gibbs, on this issue. Some are for the prepaid water meters. Some are totally against.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've got several messages, too, on Facebook. We've got one from Trinity who writes, those organizations do not represent the people. Listen to what us, the people, say. Put the meters now. Then I've got Mavengere Moken, who writes, when the meters are there, you pay what you use. We need clean water. And then we've got another message from Mozari, who writes, we need pre-meters today. Down with those bogus representatives. Then Shines Kondo writes, prepaid meters is the way to go. This will help us to maintain our bills. Then we've got Nopet, who writes, the city of Harare should not listen to these fake organizations. Prepaid meters is the best thing for them to collect much-needed revenue. Then Silomlaize lovela kusakile khona ngale ke eBotswana Pretoria City. Mina ngibona engani ama meter gawafakwe ngoba amanzi achacha ungaboni. Ibhili iyabuya iphezulu njalo nxa out of the country iyakhwela amaloja ayingabhadali amanzi aze avalwe. So ma bezidengela amanzi basebenzise ngokulungileyo njalo uzahlala ukwazi ukuthi imali oyisebenzisayo imalini yamanzi. That is a better way to go. Ngithi imamita kafakwe. Then we've got Charles Fraser Mtomben who writes, whatever it is, we leave all this to the country of Zimbabwe. I think this one is surrendered.
Interesting. Tine mtereri wedu kutanga Nyasha. Makadi. Aiwa tiripo nyayari mdariro mainzwa ndiye ma prepaid water meters. Munoona sei?
Ma prepaid data meters ndiona sekungari raiji kungachiiswa munhu.
Sei muchidaro?
Madi.
That sei muchiti akanaka hawo.
Akanaka wai bodi munhu anotanga badera mvura asika ikandisa. Vadzana kuti munhu anobadera mvura kupera kumwedzi anozoti ana mari achabhadhari kumita kuti mita yozovharwa. Kanzuru inopisira kuita zvikwereti nezvinhu zvemahara aona usikadi kubhadhara mari iyo.
Ko zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vagari zvekuti mari yacho hapana nekuti vanhu havasi kushanda nekudaro mvura ikavharwa imimi mukakwanisa kubhadhara mukoma Nyasha vepa next door asina mvura pakaita kolera nemiwo munopedzisira makurwara.
Yeah, zvinhu zvinovanika hazvo but nowadays even mukatatarisa handizvi kune nhau yemaprepaid yemagetsi handizvi. Vanhu havasi kushanda but panhu tiri kutorarama nazvo and ndikati tiri kusati takutojairira chijairire kuti munhu unotanga utanobhadhara magetsi afkadi usitawo machandisa zvabva kuti munhu panoita bhiuri magetsi munhu haabhadhari hanimuza gepi randikuzara kutaura
asi kamukoma Nyasha magetsi akasiyana nemvura ka unogona kurarama usina magetsi ungararama here usina mvura
I even know when I was going to Borani or Bosnazaras in good disaster. I'm going to carry a couple of things. But the way we come to the Dino Simoka rather than the Grammy Dickapas.
Vamwe mukomanyasha varutorauti nyangwe mukabhadhara mari yacho kukanzuru mukatarisa mari iri kubhadharwa ivo vakuru vacho vekanzuru yakawandisa vamwe vacho vanenge vachitenga dzimotikari nezvimwe zvakadaro daro mari yacho haisi kuenda kumasevhisi acho
haisi kuenda kumasevhisi but munhu zvati chiri kuitika nowadays mudhara vanhu vanenge vachiona zvinenge zvichiitika ndirika rozvanhu ega munhu yari kutenga motokari izvimwe mari yake yari kushandisa vanhu haazivi mabhinda uko anenge achiita munhu paupenyu
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukomanyasha.
Aiwa, iri bomba.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, Nyasha is saying he supports prepaid meters, and I was asking him if this is not going to present problems, you know, because water is a right. He was comparing it to electricity, and they said the two cannot be compared because you can do without electricity. You can use firewood. There are other alternatives, but certainly not water. But he says those who cannot afford can take advantage of bowls and wells, you know. So he supports the idea of prepaid water meters. His reasoning being that this will actually improve revenue for the councils because many people are not paying their bills.
Yes, kaze kona papa fire uzwile besipala lapha imlayezelo etunyezwe ngabantu ku Facebook la WhatsApp kukanya udliwa livoti la abantu bathi ama meter kawafakwe nomzana nasenda
kulento ezimbili dubofuzo sizinanzelele okokuqala ukuthi kati vele amamitha lawo esifuna ukuwafaka aresponda kuyini what exactly is the problem kumhlangano wethu esibe layo le council yakobulawayo bathi khona bona amamitha lawo kufanekiswa ngamanzi okutho ukuthi umuntu uzathola ibhili izinto ungazibe le mitha uzathola sinika ibhili yakho leyani ezinye izinto leyani uzayithola ibhili yakho leyani and thine problem esizayo yokuthi yindaba amakhansila efuna ukuthenga amamitha ayi-$250 ukuthi be-recovery amanzi awe-$2 ngenyanga and ukuthi ukuthi ungazolikhakhwete khonapho kuthi ukuthi imali yemitha eyi-1 sithatha 5 years ukuthi uzuyithole and wakhanyela imitha le esetshenziswayo dube i-lifespan yayo i-between 5 years and 7 years kayidluli khonapho kutho ukuthi siceda kubhadala 5 years sase sifuna ukuthenga enye futhi okwesibili ukuthi ungakhangela dube ama-councillors lawo ama-councili wona lawo ane-problem yokuthi akwanisi ukuresponda masinyani to ama-SWABSD lanilalo okujayele ukufa ecouncilini kucabanga ukuthi amamitha sesendlini ngendlela amamitha ezesafa ngayo kucabanga ukuthi bazakwanisa yini ukuresponda adequate yini masinyani futhi ukuthi abantu benjani bethola amanzi abo yikho kwayenzakala e-South Africa ukuthi amamitha akholapsa wonke abantu bathatha 3 days, 4 days bengela manzi bacina beseya kwezinye indawo ama-unsafe water sources bayakukha bacina bebulawa yicholera khonoko baza kwenza njani okunye futhi kusuzibuza ukuthi allright ithi event ukuthi abantu bagulile linezibhedlela yini ezilemithi labantu bokuzibuzela akula zibhedlela okutshengisela ukuthi kungathiwa sokulo mkhuhlane wekholera namuhla uzamamatheka ukugcwala indawo yonke ungakhohlwa ukuthi e-South Africa waqalisela e-KZN waspreada kwaze kwafika ama-provinces angu-9 wonke yiyo aba yi-west lokukholera outbreak bafa bonke laba babelawo amamitha lawo bakwanisa ukuthi ukuzeni ukufa futhi ngekholera yakona so mina engizibuza khona yokuthi khonoku konke bathe bengakakwenzi bawucabanga yini ukuthi bazephila lakho njani
So I think Mr. Fire really is adamant that this is a very wrong concept altogether. So he says, you know, how do you manage the system? If these meters collapse at one stage or the other, council is going to manage to actually repair them. Because in most cases, when you look at the ZESA meters, whenever there's a problem, it takes time, you know, to repair them. So he says there could be some crisis, you know, lurking around.
Before we go to Councillor Ntlovu, regati dzokere kuna vashumba. Vashumba, mumwe mutereri wedu mukomanyasha vanenge vati ivo vasina mari vanoshandisa hawo mvura dzemuzvibhorani kana kuti dzematsimi. Munoti kudi?
Chekutanga chatinoda kutaura seHarare Residents Trust takakurukura newagari munzvimbo dzakawanda. Wagari wari kuramba nyaya yemaprepaid water meters. Muharare mune maboz akati wandei. akacherwa neUNICEF, akacherwa neLatter-day Saints, akacherwa nemamwewo maNGOs akaita sana Oxfam. Mabos iwayo nearly 60% asi kushanda. Ukokanzuru kune vanhu vanenge vaine zvimwe zvikwereti nekuti bill harizi kuuya riri chinzi mbere mvura rega. Vari kuvharira vanhu mvura. Kunyangwe HRT ichikurudzira kuti vanhu vese vavharirwa mvura ngavaivhure nekuti kanzuru haisi kupa mabills ari separate emvura. Isusu panyaya yemaprepaid water meters tine zvinhu zvakati kuti zvatiri kutarisa. Kune nyaya yebilling, kune nyaya yekuti iyo mari iri kumbowanikwa pamvura. Pari zvino Musito Farari iri kushandiswa kundobhadhara washandi wasiri wekuharare water. Tikatarisa masalaries ari kuzopiwa vanatendai mahachi muharare nemamanagers makuru, vari kutora mari ingangodarike half a million. Vari vanhu vashoma-shoma. Rudende rwekanzuru washandi wachiwana mari diki diki. Chimwe zvakare chinoda kuti chitarisiswe nevagari ndechekuti pakutarisa nyaya yekuintroduswa kwemaprepaid water meters, washandi wekanzuru ndivo vari kunyanya kuve pamberi pekuti ngatiwe nemaprepaid water meters. Waine chinangwa chekuti vari kuda kuti wawane mari yekuti wapiwe pakupera kwemwedzi. Asi nyaya huru iripo ndeyekuti these prepaid meters are being introduced at the instigation of senior council management so that they have their salary. But the issue is about the distribution network. In Harare alone, officially they have reported for two consecutive years in their budget statements that 30% of water is being lost through leakages along the distribution network due to aged by underground pipes. A further 30% is being lost through theft of water by illegal connections, by people who are working with council officials. We are concerned that 50% of the water that is pumped is not being billed.
Mr. Shumba,
to be the priority for council to
Mr. Shumba,
the distribution of water.
Mr. Shumba, we'll come back to you. We just want to bring in Mr. Councillor Ndlovu. Gibbs, if you can just quickly pause there.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, uzwile lapha umnumzana uFire City. Loko ngani kwenzakala ungani akulunganga. Njalo ungazani okunye kwangikhona labani ngani sengezimidi kancane
ngiyamuzwa sibili into ayichoyo kodwa kayisiyo echiyo ngabantu. Thina siqala ukukhuluma ngalinto into le kayisoze ifakwe i-Cloud Park yonke. Bonawe sasiqala ukuthi siyofaka khona, saqala ngokukhuluma labo. Waqala kwabizwa ama-leaders abo, sathi hambanini liyekhuluma labantu, bahamba bayakhuluma labantu, babuya bathi abantu bavumile.
Ye, bamba kancane Ndlovini.
Association ithi hayi abantu bayala, sabuyela futhi.
Bamba kancane Ndlovini. Siyabuya kuwe Ndlovu, ubambe kancane, sesiqalisa kuhlandlela ubuyayo, sesiqalisa kuwe.
Of course, unfortunately, for our radio listeners, it ends here. The good news, though, is that we are continuing to stream live, and we are also on YouTube. And you can go to our page, our VOA page, and go to the Zimbabwe program, and this program will be screened there. And, of course, Gibbs, we want our listeners to stay tuned.
Yes, stay tuned to www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.